You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 27, A Horse with No Name, by America. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. In this episode, we're taking a look at America's 1972 single, A Horse with No Name, a cryptic tune that often gets credited to other artists at the time, like Neil Young or Crosby, Stills, and Nash. We'll listen to the track and review its lyrics in just a moment. But first, a little background on America. The band America actually has its roots in the UK. In 1967, Dewey Bunnell, Jerry Beckley, and Dan Peake met at Central High School in London. All three boys were sons of U.S. Air Force officers who were stationed in the U.K. When the three boys graduated in 1970, they decided to form a folk rock quintet called Days, which eventually pared down to the trio. Later that same year, Days auditioned for Jeff Dexter, a promoter for a popular London club called the Roundhouse, who had them open for several major artists at the club, including Pink Floyd. By the fall, Days had changed its name to America and began recording their debut album for Warner Brothers. Legend has it that the band were inspired to pick the name America after seeing the brand name Americana on a jukebox in a London pub. By the time the trio had finished their debut album, they were pretty well known in the UK for their appearances at the Roundhouse, but almost complete unknowns in their homeland and the namesake of their band. After finishing the debut album, the band was stumped when it came time to choose the first single. Jerry Beckley's I Need You was the hesitant choice, but before it was released, the band went back into the studio to record one more song.
On the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There were sand and hills and rain. The first thing I met was a fly with a buzz and with no clouds. The heat was hot and the ground was dry, but the air was full of sound. I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can remember your name, 'cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain.
La 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 la.
The song was written by Dewey Bunnell and was inspired by the desert countryside he remembered when he lived briefly at Vandenberg Air Force Base outside of San Luis Obispo, California. The song also symbolizes his homesickness for America, and the title of the song was originally Desert Song, but producer Ian Samwell convinced the band to rename it to A Horse with No Name.
After 2 days in the desert sun, my skin began to turn. After 3 days in the desert fun, I was looking at a riverbed, and the story it told of a river that flowed made me sad to think it was dead. You see, I've been through the desert.
The song's meaning has been the subject of a lot of controversy over the years. It was banned in some locales, like Kansas City, for example, for containing supposed drug references, horse being a slang term for heroin. However, the band insists that's not the case. On a humorous note, comedian Richard Jenny, mocking the song's title, has said, "You're in the desert. You've got nothing else to do. Name the freaking horse."
After 9 days, I let the horse run free, 'cause the desert had turned to sea. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There were sand and hills and rings. The ocean is a desert with its life underground and the perfect disguise above. Under the cities lies a heart made of ground, but the humans will give no love. You see, I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can remember.
remember your name, 'cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain.
The song often gets mistakenly attributed to Neil Young, or even with Young's old band, Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Coincidentally, Neil Young's song, Heart of Gold, was bumped from the number one spot by Horse with No Name on March 25th, 1972, and gave America the opportunity to open for a pair that was an influence on the band's harmonies, the Everly Brothers.
La, la, la.
That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. If you have a suggestion for a song that you'd like lyrically uncovered, send it to me at lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Abbott. Thanks again for listening.